I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and the old war drums are a-beating out there. We got a tax in Iran, we got a foreign aid bill sailing through Congress, all kinds of foreign aid stuff, a couple planes almost ran into each other in D.C. today, all that, and Ask Dr. Jesse questions on absolutely everything. It runs the gamut tonight, from food to history to Mike Johnson, Ukraine, Trump versus Biden, why's the stock market high? There is so much to get to tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, and it is going to be a good night for you, not so much for me. I need to disclose a couple things, especially for those currently watching on the simulcast. You know they simulcast the show on the First TV? I do a TV show on the First TV, but there's also a radio simulcast, meaning you can watch me do the radio show. So if you're looking right now on the simulcast, you may notice something a little different about me. You may notice my head is a little swollen, almost bloody looking in a specific spot. So I need to explain exactly what I'm going through tonight in case the show doesn't sound like it normally does. First, we'll set the head thing aside for a moment. My eyeball hurts. Why? I have no idea. Because apparently this stuff just pops up when you're 42 years old. I think it's what they call a sty. It's, you can't see anything. You've ever heard of a sty, Chris? It's in your eyes. Not a pigsty, idiot. It's an eye. Whatever. It's like my eye. There's something wrong with it. It hurts. My eyeball hurts. But we'll set that aside for a moment. So why is my head bleeding and swollen in a specific place? So today I was taking the trash out and I saw an old woman across the street. And she was pregnant and had puppies. And she was attacked by a gang of thugs. There was like 10, 30 of them. And they had hammers and stuff. And I ran across the street and I fought all of them off. No big deal. Popped a couple of them with my Brenna pistol launcher. They ran away screaming, saved her life, delivered the baby. In the process, had a little bit of an injury. It was either that or I was in the food pantry this morning and I turned around too fast and I ran into the door frame itself. And then my head started bleeding. I don't remember. I've got a concussion. It's one of those two things. You can use your imagination. Now, on to the stories of the day. Let's begin. Jesse, well, it's the news of the day. The foreign aid money, in case you're just now tuning into the news. Just like I told you it would. It's no surprise. You're not surprised. I'm not surprised. All the foreign aid stuff is sailing through Congress. Money for Ukraine, money for Israel, money for Taiwan, money here, money there, money everywhere, money for everyone. You can't pay your bills, but hey, don't you worry. Billions of dollars more are going overseas. And I got this email here. Dear Great Balding Oracle, he says, yesterday, Rhino Speaker Mike Johnson said he would rather send bullets to Ukraine than boys, and then rambled on about his kids. Are the idiots in D.C. thinking about boots on the ground? Should I be worried? No one seems to have noticed this. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on right now and why they talk the way they talk and everything. You already know that all this money is going to sail through and more money out the door. Let's get past all that. Yesterday, we played the audio for you of Mike Johnson giving you the old carrot and stick argument that the GOP has been giving you for some time, and Democrats. GOP leadership and Democrats have been saying this really since the Ukraine-Russia thing kicked off. They've been saying, hey, we have to defend freedom. America's the beacon on the hill, the shining light of freedom, 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 baby. But then at the end, they make sure they slip in the stick. That's the carrot. Aren't you inspired? Freedom, freedom for all, defend democracy. That's what they throw in. And then at the end, it's the stick.
Or your son will die.
He's not the only one who did it. This is how they talk. Hey, we got to go defend freedom. We got to defend freedom. If not, probably going to send your kids off to die in war. It's a manipulation tactic. It's a very common manipulation tactic in business and everything else. Carrot, stick, get someone moving. Look, I was in RV sales. I'll tell you this. Very, very common. I'm sure I used it myself, either wittingly or unwittingly at one point in time. Hey, listen, this is a sweet RV. It's exactly what you need. Today, there's this massive discount on it. Buy this thing today, and we'll get you in this RV. But if you leave, I have two other buyers lined up. They're going to buy it, and we're never going to get another one. So, it's common tactic. It's done everywhere. That's what they're doing to you. It's a sales tactic. But I do want to address this idea of boots on the ground. Because this is something I've been very, very concerned about, and I remain very concerned about. And what's going on over there with Iran and Israel is only adding to this concern. When you study other massive conflicts, massive wars, and I'm not just talking about relatively recent ones like World War II and World War I. Honestly, you can go back medieval times, Roman times. It's insane how often massive wars begin because of either a mistake or incompetence and a mistake. Because we think about people in charge and we generally hope that they're at least better educated than we are, right? They know more. But the truth is, that's really never been the case. Very rarely has that been the case. The only reason many people thought it was the case throughout history is for so much of history, the wealthy, the royalty, they would be the only ones who were actually taught anything. So if you're part of England, we'll go back to England. It's a country I love, actually. We'll go to England in old days, olden times. Well, the king and the nobles and whatnot, they were better fighters and more knowledgeable because they were the only ones who got any training. Everyone else is busy farming and trying to scrape down a living. The king isn't doing all that. So what's he doing? He's learning mathematics. You don't know mathematics, so he knows more than you. He knows how to read and write. You don't know how to read and write. You don't know anyone who knows how to read and write. He's got a library full of books, so he knows more than you. When it comes to fighting, he has endless amounts of money. So he not only has this big, beautiful horse, he's got armor, he's got the finest swords, the finest things, he's got everything. You can't afford any of that. If you've ever got a fight, you've got to go grab your shovel and hope to hit someone off. So he is the superior politician, the superior statesman, the superior warrior, because he's received all this training that you haven't received. But what's happened with Western civilization is all that has evened out. Every single person listening to me right now, well, probably with some exceptions, knows how to read. Every single person listening to me right now has, I shouldn't say every person, but most people have the ability to go exercise. I realize there are some people right now who are handicapped and maybe injured, whatever the case may be. But for the most part, you know how to exercise. You can go out and go for a walk, do some push-ups. Maybe if you're in better shape, do some lifting, go to the gym. Everyone has a boxing gym nearby or some Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Everyone can do that. Well, that didn't used to be the case. So today, we live in this very weird era. Finally figured out what the word is. I believe it's pronounced cacistocracy or cakistocracy. We live in a nation now in the United States of America where our dumbest people rise to the highest levels of power. And they really are stupid. And I don't mean IQ-wise. Because I don't really care about your IQ. I don't mean IQ-wise. I mean, these people, they don't understand. Remember their three characteristics all of our cultural leaders have in common? What are they? No love of country, no connection to the real world, and they see themselves as kings and queens. Let's deal with the no connection to the real world.
They just live these cushy lives. It's all politics and academia. It's right from Harvard to CNN to Congressman Idiot's office. And they never get out and understand how the world works. And so they don't understand people. They don't understand foreign policy. They genuinely don't understand different cultures and how different cultures react to different things. You actually have to do things differently when you deal with the Chinese versus dealing with the Iranians versus dealing with someone from Mexico versus this is known to people who know the world, but our people don't know the world. The people who've risen to the highest levels of power in this country, they don't know the world. And so where I'm going with this as it pertains to Ukraine and Russia and all this Taiwan stuff and Israel stuff and everything else is no, there's no plan right now to implement boots on the ground and things like that. No, they don't have a plan for that. However, we may very well end up there. And we wouldn't be the first country in history to end up in a massive war because we have morons in charge who have no idea, none, what they're doing. We'll talk about this a little bit more in a second. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not forget, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, whatever you feel like emailing into the show. We're talking about boots on the ground in Ukraine and Russia and all this foreign aid stuff that's passed today. So here's my concern. The people who run the country, they're lost and they're stupid. Every single Democrat, probably 80% of the Republicans, they're lost and they're stupid. Now, we can deal with stupidity from certain parts of life, can't we? I can and you can. Like if I go to Taco Bell tonight when I get off work, and I might. If I go to Taco Bell when I get off work, I understand what I'm getting. I understand the people who make my food and serve me my food are almost undoubtedly high. They're probably spitting in it. I understand that. And if things go bad and they screw my order up, not the end of the world. I'll go home, make myself a PB&J or some Kraft Mac, and call it a night. But when it's the Secretary of State, the President of the United States of America, the Speaker of the House, a Senator, a General, well, now we have a problem, don't we? What's going on right now is this. We are in a situation where Ukraine cannot win. And I want to make sure everyone understands this. This is not me talking. I had a conversation yesterday, actually, on my TV show with Senator Tommy Tuberville. He's one of the good senators. There aren't very many good ones. And this is his direct quote. And I want to make sure, let's pause on this for a moment. Tommy Tuberville is on the House Armed Services Committee. There's not a single classified briefing he hasn't been in on. There's not a single strategic, tactical thing that he doesn't know. And he told me, verbatim, direct quote, you can go look at it, it's on TV, it's on camera. Ukraine cannot win. That's what he said, period, end of story. And he followed it up by explaining what I just explained to you. He said, Jesse, I'm on the Senate Armed Services Committee. There's nobody out there, no one, who knows more about this stuff, no one in the United States government, than I do. They cannot win. So what'd we do today? Well, we doomed a lot of Ukrainians to death. We doomed a lot of Russians to death. And every single time we do this, we risk a rogue, crappy country like Russia taking this thing to a level we're not comfortable with. Right now, Russia has taken territory in Ukraine. Okay, it's bad, it's crappy. I understand that. You understand that. The Ukrainians are dying. They don't have the manpower. I mean, gosh, this is New York's very own Chuck Schumer right here.
The world is in desperate need of American leadership. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Iran's attack on Israel, and the Chinese government's encroachments on the South Pacific threaten world peace, threaten America's prosperity, and threaten the very future of Western democracy. Time is of the essence. Israel was attacked for the first time in its history directly by Iran. The people of Ukraine are now in all-out desperation. In fact, last week, the head of the U.S. European Command testified before the House Armed Services Committee that Russia's army is now 15% larger than it was at the start of the war. And in a matter of weeks, Russia will outgun Ukraine by 10 to 1.
It's time to make peace there. Now, we're going the opposite way, but it's time to make peace there. You don't win every war you want to win. It's not the way it works. It's not the way life works. And let's have a discussion about Russia, because I am growing very concerned after today. Russia is infamous for this when it comes to combat. And honestly, it's amazing how consistent those Russians are with this very thing. At the beginning of a war, they suck. They're poorly equipped, poorly led. Tactics kind of suck. It takes them forever to get moving. It's a gigantic country. It's disorganized. It's always been corrupt. It's corrupt under the czars. It was corrupt under the commies. Now it's corrupt under a dictator like Putin. It's just a hard country to get moving. However, because of the size of Russia and the population of Russia, once that big bear gets moving, that big bear is very, very difficult to contain, which is why the Russian military, after all this fighting and all this death and all those missiles and all those artillery shells, is significantly bigger than it was at the beginning of the conflict. The Russian bear is moving. So let's say we start tossing more money out there for missiles and artillery rounds and things like that. What if Russia decides it's time to escalate things to another level? Well, no, they're not going to invade America. I'm not saying that. But what if they do decide they've had about enough of Poland? What if they do decide that they're in dire straits and the world is against them? Now, I'm not saying this is likely. I'm not predicting this. I don't think it would happen, but it certainly could. These reckless morons in Washington, D.C. could very easily get us into World War III. Very easily. All because of neocon Republicans and Democrats washing money in Ukraine. It's crazy to think that's where we are, but that is where we are. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about some other stuff. In fact, I want to talk about that plane almost crash today. Got some audio you're going to want to buckle up for. Before we get to that, let's talk about chalk. Let's talk about natural herbal supplements. Our medical industry, as you well know, is in bad, bad shape. I just saw a stat today. It was crazy. It used to be just like 20 minutes ago, about 60% of doctors were registered Republicans, about 80% of them now registered Democrats, and it's going high the other way. The government, the commies, have taken over the medical industry. The good ones are fading. They're retiring. They're getting old. They're out. And we, you and me, need to avoid the doctor. Get a male vitality stack in your body or a female vitality stack in your body. Get your levels where they need to be. Get your T levels where they need to be. Get your energy levels where they need to be. The goal is to avoid the doctor now. That's why I am so adamant about chalk. Plus, they're anti-communists, which you know I love. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're actually going to talk about people in situational awareness here in a minute, but I have to address a couple things. First of all, I have people already emailing me, hey, Jesse, why haven't you talked about the dude who set himself on fire in front of the Trump trial in New York City today? One, let me just be clear. New York City smells bad enough in the summertime. In all seriousness, what do you want me to say? It's incredibly sad. And we have a mental health issue in this country. We are so lost and listless and just floating with the wind. And we have so many people struggling. The suicide rates are through the roof right now. And I think it's incredibly sad. I do. Every time I walk down the streets in New York City, every single time, you see these people and they're just drugged out of their minds. They look like freaking zombies. It saddens me. And I know I'm a jerk. And I'm not trying to get all soft and mushy on you here. I've told you this story before. I don't want to get sidetracked, but you remember when I quit my job selling RVs, this is about 6 years ago, I decided to try for some kind of a media career. I had no idea it would work out, right? It ended up working out, obviously, but I had no idea it would work out. But what do you do? What do you do when you're trying to get some kind of media career? Well, I wanted to get some funny video. And this is during the Kavanaugh protests, during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. You remember how crazy all that stuff was. And I flew back to Washington, D.C. with a couple buddies. And what I was going to do is I was just as a gag, I was going to go, quote, undercover in the anti-Kavanaugh protests. And I had this funny shirt, you know, keep your hands off my uterus. You know, and I'm 6'8", right? So I had this shirt that says that. And there's a funny video of it out on YouTube still to this day. Look up Jesse Kelly Kavanaugh protest. You'll probably laugh, whatever. But set all that stuff aside. While I was there, I hadn't been in one of these protests in a very long time or around one of these protests in a very long time. But we're on the steps or out in front of the steps of the Supreme Court is where all this stuff went down. And you can see all that in the video. It's not important. You don't have to watch the video for the purpose of this story. But I'm there gagging. You know, I'm having fun. We're interviewing these crazy, dirty commies and getting some funny video. And it did turn out to be a very funny video. It was great. Don't get me wrong. But I remember, I've told you this before, on the steps of the Supreme Court, there was a woman there, a young woman. I couldn't tell exactly how young, 20s, 30s. I mean, maybe she's 40s, in her 40s and takes great care of herself. I don't know. But she was standing on the steps of the Supreme Court. She had pants on. She had no shirt. She was completely naked from the waist up. Now, she did have both of you grow up. No, it was. No. You know what? I'm not even going to pay attention to Chris and Michael right now. There was nothing attractive about it. And her hair, she had really long hair, I remember it. It was draped over her front, so it was very PG. PG-13. Chris, no, it wasn't disappointing. What is wrong with you? Anyway, and she had all this writing all over her body that she had done to herself or that someone else had done. And I remember standing there, I stopped and I looked at her. And then I looked at the people all around her with their weird chants and the crazy looks in their eyes and the screaming and the yelling. And I remember looking at this young lady who, from what I could tell, could probably be a very beautiful young woman, you know. And I remember just thinking, that's so sad. You know, we're here, we're having fun, we're poking fun at them. And it is fun to poke fun at them, but that's still a human being. And that's just, man, that's so sad. Some dude just lit himself on fire today. Just straight up lit himself on fire today. I don't know where you have to be mentally to do something like that, but that's so sad. I don't have anything to say about it. That's all. That's all. I want to talk about some other things because I had teased this before the break. I had a lawyer on my show the other day, on my TV show, and he was talking about a lawsuit that's happening right now. You can look this up. The FAA is getting sued.
and I brought this up before this week on the show, why is the FAA getting sued? Well, air traffic controllers, the people who are in those little towers, who control planes, hey, you can take off here. Hey, this runway is yours. Hey, land here. No, don't land yet. We have other planes landing. It is a stressful, demanding job for highly intelligent people. You ever talk to someone who took the ATC air traffic controller test? You ever talk to someone who's taken it? It is not for the faint of heart, or at least it used to be. And they only used to take the top people because it's such a life or death job. 300 people in every one of those planes. 300 people in every one of those planes. Well, the FAA is being sued because they decided we needed more minorities in that profession. And so they took all the test results and they looked at who had passed and they decided that there were too many whiteys who had passed. And so they tossed out the test results and tossed out all the applicants. And currently the FAA is being sued by 900 of these white dudes and women who got bounced. We're not talking one or two, 900 of them. So this wasn't some kind of a one-off. FAA is being sued for what they did. They tossed out the applicants. They tossed out the tests. They redid all the testing. They remade the tests in order for more minorities to get in. And allow me to clarify something, what they did. Part of the testing now to be an air traffic controller is you need to prove that you were somehow oppressed or even bad at certain things. I'm not making that up. If you dig into the testing now. Well, they got the results they wanted. Today, at Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., a JetBlue airplane and a Southwestern Airlines airplane almost collided. That's 600 people. It's about a minute long, I believe. I'm just going to sit back and I'm just going to play for you the audio from the air traffic controllers.
Southwest 2937, Washington ground, give way to the American Airbus left to right, runway 1. Taxi via Kilo Charlie. Cross 4, Charlie, pull over to the right tower on the other side.
All right, after American, going to 1, Kilo Charlie, clear to cross 4, and let's stay to the right. Southwest 2937.
JetBlue 1554, traffic pulls off your right. Wind calm, runway 4, clear for takeoff. Blue Street 5226, left turn at November behind Embraer, ground 17.
Left turn November behind Embraer, ground 17, Blue Street 5226.
Stop, we're 2937, stop.
We stopped, we were cleared to cross runway 4.
You can go look at the video of it if you'd like. It's frightening. Diversity kills. It kills people. It has already killed so many people. It will kill so many more. DEI is communism. It's cultural Marxism. It's a different form. This is the communist's adjustment because he couldn't get economic communism through, so he focused on this. When you focus on things other than merit, people die. People die. Those are the stakes. Those are the stakes of the game. People have already died, and people will continue to die who didn't have to. And you know the worst part about all this is when you tell this to your liberal Aunt Peggy, she won't give a crap. Because in the end, communists do not value human life. So if you told liberal Aunt Peggy about this incident, you could even play her the audio. You could show her the information about the air traffic controllers and the testing and the lawsuit and all that. And she would either A, deny what you just showed her as being some kind of a right-wing hoax, or B, the real truth about what she's feeling is she wouldn't care, because liberal Aunt Peggy is actually a communist. And for a communist, death just comes with the revolution, baby. You want to punish this evil, dirty country? Well, you got to kill some people with in the airlines first. Just something to keep in mind. All right. Why is the stock market high? Does it make sense to somebody? Let's talk about that. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your situational awareness. Someone has a question about that. We have so much to get to tonight. Before we get to any of that, though, more billions. Billions more for them and billions more for them and billions more for them. Do you think now would be a good time to get some gold and silver in your hands? It is. To get some gold and silver in that 401k. You worked your whole life for that retirement. You're going to give it all back when the bubble pops? Call Oxford Gold Group and let them handle all of this for you. You want to hedge against inflation? Precious metals. They can't destroy the value of precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You'll love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse's Friday, where we really turn it up a notch and focus
We're
on...
changing people's lives.
What, Chris? And that's what we've been doing all day today, baby. All right. Now, this is something that's near and dear to my heart, so I'm just going to get right to this question. Dear Shogun Oracle, how often are you astonished by people's lack of situational awareness? My wife recently had an injury, so I'm taking over more duties, and I'm shocked how many people will create choke points in grocery stores and then be bewildered at the traffic jam they created. I'm firmly convinced you could strap a cowbell on a grizzly bear and it'd still be able to sneak up on 75% of the population. All right, so I'm going to be mean, Jesse, first, and then I'll follow up with a little bit of mercy. Maybe I'm just in a nice guy mode today. I remember like it was yesterday. I was getting off a plane, and this is five years ago. I was getting off a plane, and it was one of those situations where on the plane, I had a carry-on bag, but they'd run out of room in the overhead because I was sitting in the back of the plane, and so they made me gate check it. You check it at the gate, but then they bring it back to you at the gate. So I walk off the plane, and then we're in that walkway. We're in the jetway. I walk off the plane. I immediately walk up. There's a line of people waiting for their bags, and I move over to the side. All kinds of people still on the plane. Now, why did I move over to the side? Because there are other people who need to get off the plane and get up the jetway. So I moved off to the side to stand there and wait for my bags. About the time I get there on the side, I turn around and look. And there's some woman getting off the plane. On my life, she walks out of the plane door. Out of the plane door, and she is 6 inches past the plane door. She is blocking the entire plane door. And she just stops to wait for her bag. And then someone behind her eventually says, "Excuse me, ma'am, excuse me." And she turns and looks and she sees all these people lined up behind her waiting to get off the plane that she blocked. And she gets this, oh, whoa, shocked look on her face. She was stunned, stunned. And I'm not saying she was a bad person at all, but you know the reason traffic sucks? You know the reason air travel can oftentimes suck? It's about 5% of the population, 5 to 10% of the population. And what is that 5 to 10% of the population? It's not stupid people. Yeah, stupid people hold us back, right? Look, I can only do so much with Chris here. Stupid people will hold us back. It's the selfish people. It's the people who live entirely in their own world without being mindful of other people. That's why you had to beep at the car in front of you today when the left-hand turn light came on. Why? They were on their cell phone. Now, is it bad to be on your cell phone? No. But is it bad to be on your cell phone while you're sitting at a red light with other people in traffic trying to get home, trying to get to work, trying to get somewhere? It's not that it's bad. It's selfish. You're making a conscious decision. I'm the only one on the planet that matters. It's all about me. I'll just do whatever I want without any regard for anyone else at all. There are people who are so incredibly self-centered that they really think the world revolves around them. I've told you this before, but I was actually just talking about this earlier about how I used to sell RVs for a living. Well, we did our own, when I was selling RVs, we had to handle our own finance work. You didn't send people to a separate finance department when they decided to buy an RV from you. You had to handle that yourself. You had to take their credit report. You had to go find a bank that would give them a loan for the RV, get them the best rate you could get. So I had to deal with this all the time. I was always dealing with banks and credit scores and loan applications and things like that. And I could tell almost every time, I could tell you if someone had good credit after 30 seconds to a minute after talking to them. I didn't need your social security number. I didn't have to run your credit. I knew. And everyone was like that. It's not that I was special or uniquely good. Every RV salesman in that dealership, for the most part, could do the exact same thing. And the main reason was this. The person who had bad credit had no sense of other people at all. None. In one way or another, they all thought the world revolved around them. They didn't have, if someone walks in and says something like this to you, hey, it's me, it's Sarah. I don't really know what I'm looking for yet. Maybe something 20 to 25 feet, but I don't want to waste your time. If they ever say that to you at all, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to do, boom, good credit, guaranteed. That's a person who, yeah, they have their own selfish desires and things like that, but that is a person who knows they're not the only person in the world who matters. Your time's important too. Other people matter. Any version of, I don't want to waste your time, boom, good credit. Somebody walks in and says, man, I can buy anything on the lot. I won't see all these trailers. Show me around. Bad credit. Probably can't buy a daggone thing. Got a 500 credit score. Teach your children as best you can to be mindful of other people. That's what situational awareness really is. The guy at the gym with 10 people waiting in line for a drink of water, but he spends 5 minutes to fill up his water bottle. Selfish is what he is. He's selfish. In his own world, no one else matters. It's only him. It's only him. That is what situational awareness really is. Now, maybe you have someone in your life who needs updated on that. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to pick up your Pure Talk phone and give them a call and tell them to start thinking about other people. Maybe right now is the time to pick up your Pure Talk phone and text your son or daughter and say, hey, want to make sure you're being mindful of the people around you, especially in traffic and in air travel. And the good news is Pure Talk is on the exact same 5G network as all the AT&Ts of the world. So you don't sacrifice coverage. That text message to your son will go through and he'll say, Dad, dang it, I probably screwed that up today. And then maybe you can call him and talk him through it. And my goodness, your bill is so much less. Not only are you with a patriotic cell phone company, unlike AT&T, but your bill is less. You have more money. Maybe you'll be able to afford that plane ticket to go see your son. After all, average Pure Talk customer family saves a G a year, a grand. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right. Now I want to get to this. Now that we've had 4 years, or you know what? I'll wait on that one because he's going to ask about the stock market. Let's do this one. Jesse, what are your thoughts on body doubles in the government? Except he didn't call me Jesse. He said, dear, stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this Oracle. Do you know why I say that? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. You have to do that because people, most people, especially today in this social media era, they don't have attention spans. And look, I'm pointing fingers at myself. I'm not blaming anyone else. People don't have attention spans. So you have to let them know, buckle up and sit there. I'm going somewhere with this in the story. Don't worry. I swear to you, it's still a political talk show. Now, we're going to talk about the stock market. Why is it high? Does our government use body doubles? My goodness. All that and so much more. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.